with you. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky. Welcome to our communion service here at Peace this morning. Those of you who are here in the sanctuary, also welcome to those that are tuning in with us online as well. If you're out in the parking lot, we do have communion packages available too. And just, just wave your hand and someone's looking and someone should be looking out the front right now and they can deliver a communion package for you for that time in the service. Boy, just to start off, we've got a lot going on at Peace right now. So be tuned into the newsletter, the announcements here at church. We've got some of the best presentations around are happening right here at Peace in the weeks ahead. Just highlight two this next week. This Thursday, there is the Chamber of Commerce meeting here in the Fellowship Hall. They're going to discuss the economic outlook for Benton County, if you want to find information about that and where we're headed. That's going to be an interesting time. And then at 5 o'clock this Thursday, the City of Philomath is sponsoring discussion about how to engage community in a meaningful way, not just doing things or giving money, but really being invested. We want as many people as possible invested in the community here in Philomath. And so the presentation on Thursday late afternoon at 5 o'clock is about meaningful community connection. If you have a desire to be a part of that meeting, come and talk to me. We're trying to get numbers active for that gathering. Mayor Chaz Jones is kind of leading the charge with that meeting this Thursday. In addition to that, we had a blood drive this last week. Other things going on. We surpassed our quota of 42 units. Thank you to those who donated or those who volunteered. That was just a great showing this last Friday. In addition to that, we had a shed that was partially put up. Thank you, Jim Reams, this last week. We had a few other people from the community that helped. So that was great. And we have a ladies' bazaar right around the corner and some special services, too. So much is going on. I just want you to think about this, though. If we didn't do any of those things, and we did the thing that we're going to talk about today in church, which is prayer, that would be a powerful thing. The only thing that we did at our church or in our private lives and our faith is just pray. That would be bold and amazing. And we're going to hear a story about that today as Jesus tells the parable of the persistent widow in Luke chapter 18. How awesome it is that we pray here at Peace Lutheran Church. A couple announcements. I'm going to invite forward Elaine. I think she's got an announcement. And then I've got a few others. Jeanette, are you also coming forward? Yeah, so we're going to keep these brief, but go ahead, Elaine.
This is from,
yes, yes.
From the SPED classroom in Philomath. They really appreciate the donations. The main thing was the lighter and the meals, and just life-changing. There's one boy who can't regulate his emotions, and he spends about 20 minutes a day in that lighter, and just
back and forth, and it really soothes him, so that was a really special gift, and I'm going to put this up in the hallway as a thank you from the class.
Morning. If you are planning on donating basket items for our beautiful gift baskets for the bazaar, Kay would like me to remind you that they're due by next Sunday. You can drop them off at her house or drop them off here, and thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeanette. This service is a communion service. You have the option of how you receive communion this morning. We have the communion packages on the table here. You can commune straight from your pew, and I'll guide you in that moment when we commune together. Or you can come forward to commune at the rail. Just wait for the ushers to come your way to guide you forward for that moment. Excellent. One last little note. This afternoon at 3 o'clock at Stony Brook, we have our hymn sing. It's the third Sunday every month, 3 o'clock at Stony Brook. You're welcome to come and sing songs and even see some familiar faces. We know Ethel Post will be there here this afternoon, so you're invited to do that this afternoon.